This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. The Art of the Brick exhibit, now on display at the Cincinnati Museum Center, features works of art by contemporary artist Nathan Sawaya. Did I say that right, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
That's it.
Okay. All made entirely from millions of Lego bricks. That's amazing. And the artist used the tiny bricks to create sculptures of art classics as well as original works. And museum visitors inspired by the Art of the Brick can have fun creating their own Lego sculptures in Brickopolis. And joining us to talk about the exhibits and using Lego bricks to have fun and to create art are Cincinnati Museum Center Exhibits Business Development Manager Sarah Lima and Manager of Media Relations Cody Hefner. Have you seen the exhibit yet? Or have you got any fond memories of Lego that you'd like to share? Give us a call at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Sarah and Cody, thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
I'll
put you on the spot. Either of you have any idea exactly how, I know it's millions, but anybody have any idea exactly how many million Lego bricks we're talking about here?
You know, that's a good challenge for us when we get back. What's neat about the exhibit is every piece tells you exactly how many Lego bricks are in that piece.
So if I wanted to, I could go through with a calculator and add everything.
Yeah, if we see you on a calculator, we'll be like, just leave Mark alone. He's okay.
But it's probably fair to say tens of millions, I'm sure.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. The
Moai alone
has
75,000 bricks.
Which one has?
The Moai, that's the sculpture of the Easter Island, one of the really iconic Easter Island heads. And that's a almost 75,000 brick piece.
That sounds really neat. I'd love to see that. How many total pieces of work are in this exhibit, Sarah?
Cody, there's 100 or is there?
Yeah, there's about 100 pieces, a little more than 100. About half of which are reproductions of famous works of art. So the Mona Lisa, Starry Night, Michelangelo's David. The other half are all original artwork from Sawaya himself. And he even did a special Cincinnati-themed piece for this exhibit, which will actually stay at the Museum Center after the exhibit leaves. And that is a really great flying pig, which is, you know, I don't know if it's official, but it's, you know, the mascot of Cincinnati. So it's this really great piece that he did especially for us.
Any idea how long it took him to put all these together?
A life-size human figure takes him about 2 to 4 weeks. And so each piece will vary depending on that. The largest piece is a 20-foot T-Rex skeleton. That's 80,000 pieces. That took him months to create. So...
That one is a great story and an amazing display. I mean, I was reflecting to Cody on my way here because Nathan Sawaya is an additive artist rather than a subtractive artist. He's putting bricks together rather than, you know, carving something out of stone. It's really interesting to the way that he works and the way that dinosaur is displayed specifically. I love that all of the pieces are hanging from rigging, because typically when we're displaying a cast or a specimen, we would be building from the ground up and our process would be based on consolidation. And this piece is really about the pieces floating. And that's the fun of, you know, his medium versus the way that a museum is displaying a specimen.
Did he use glue to hold any of this together? Or is this just all snapped together, leave it be?
So he did use glue. You'd be pulling your hair out if you're transporting this without gluing them together. So it is glued together for the safety of the pieces themselves and for transportation. But what's amazing, there's a video of him actually putting a piece together, and he's gluing them together as he goes. So, you know, if you make a mistake, you're getting a hammer and a chisel out to get those bricks apart. So just the confidence and the expertise of him to be able to glue as he goes. It's the same thing as an artist taking a blank canvas and no pencil, no sketching, anything, and just, you know, creating a work of art on canvas. He's just doing the same thing with Lego bricks and a little bit of glue.
I think that's what comes through is just how fearless he is as an artist. The media he tackles, the fact that he is recreating stained glass, he's recreating paintings, he's recreating sculptures, he's doing even specimens, he's doing so many different things, and he's challenging himself to use this one medium of Lego bricks in order to recreate even round surfaces. And the way that he does that and just asks, what if I did what if I were doing this? How would I do it? And he plays with it and finds a way to get the essence of that original artwork. It shows that he's such a student of art at the same time that he is an artist. And that's kind of delightful, I think.
Why did he decide to use Legos to do all this? What's that story?
No one else
dislikes Legos a lot.
he's a kid much like many of us who grew up playing with Lego bricks. He continued to do that as he grew up, as he went to college. And, he'd never seen artwork made out of Lego bricks before. So he took it upon himself to pioneer that field, and here we are.
Tell me about some of the other pieces that are in this exhibit.
Well, I am
What's your favorite, Sarah?
My favorite is I'm a big classics nerd, classical art specifically. So I love his amphora. An amphora is a Greek vase that has two handles. And it's an amphora of a famous painter called Exequias. Exequias is a painter who was painting right before the Persian War in Athens, black figure painter. So a kind of an iconic Greek vase with the red and the black colors together. And Exequias is known for his line work. So not only did Sawaya have the challenge of creating a round form, and he used miniature Lego bricks to do that, but he also had the challenge of trying to convey the shading that Exequias would have used to paint the front of the vase, which pictures Achilles, our Trojan War hero, playing dice with Ajax. And what he did was he combined orange bricks with brown bricks in order to get the shading across. And it's just blowing me away, the level of detail that he's able to get across. I think people will absolutely recognize the vase when they see it. And it's just amazing that he's able to do the round forms in the way that he is. And combined with the lighting, it really is a great, great thing to see.
I'm supposed to follow that?
Yeah.
Top that. How am I supposed to? I'm the six-year-old boy that's walking through the exhibit. And so for me, there's a section where he combines these Lego sculptures with hyper-realistic photography, and it's just incredible to look at because each of these photographs, there is a Lego component. So one of the sculptures in the exhibit is in that photograph also. It's almost like the back of a highlights magazine where you have to pick out what doesn't fit. And one of those are these three puffy white clouds, the round, circular, puffy white clouds made out of these hard right angle, rectangle Lego bricks. And it's just very satisfying to look at. So while mine, how can I compete with Sarah's
wonderful
art
no
history
way
knowledge? But the puffy clouds are a lot of fun to look at.
That's the one you like. Okay.
And in that gallery space, that area is called Pieces. It's Running Subway is the production company that's also tour managing this exhibit, and they brought in such great lighting that also really brings to life what Sawaya has done because, for example, with Yellow, the sculpture of the iconic sculpture that's one of the signature pieces that are on a lot of the posters and the billboards that you might be seeing throughout town, that is on a round plinth with pooled lighting over the top of it, and it just shows the figure, the figure ripping open his chest with the Lego spilling out, in a way that really like makes you think about what's missing from the sculpture. The same way, like the red dress in the room with In Pieces and the fluffy white clouds, it's just along this really interesting looking catwalk with beautiful lighting over the top. There was a lot. I'm in the exhibits team. There was a lot of lighting brought in for this exhibit, and it really, really paid off.
That sounds very cool. Now, did you or any of the curators try your hands at making your own sculptures out of Legos by chance?
Well, we put together this interactive gallery where kids like us.
That's Brickopolis, is that?
Yes, that's Brickopolis.
Okay.
Kids like us
yes
can build their own Lego creations. And a few of the tables, there are these great tables where kids can put these creations together. And a few of them have ramps where you can build cars as well. So, yes, we did have some competitions who could build the fastest car. And for me, my challenge was who could build a car that would not flip over when it went down. I don't know if I won or lost that one, but
yeah, we really wanted a space that was going to people who were inspired by the exhibit could walk out and have immediately some kind of medium to express themselves. And also a space where I think Cincinnatians can think about their specific connection to Lego bricks as well. So there's a lot of really fun things that were built into the space. And we do have a lot of talented builders in the building. That was just something that came out the more that we talked about what could we do to enhance the experience that someone has after they're walking out and they have that message of brick, it starts with one brick. Your creation starts with one brick. Embrace creativity, be ingenuitive, and don't be afraid to experiment. let's do a space that allows people to do that. So there's really fun stop motion video in the space. There's great creative design challenges and even a space to challenge people to compete against each other and see how imaginative they can be. So I love Brickopolis. It turned out great.
Is the exhibit getting a lot of attention? You're getting a lot of people coming through?
Yeah, we've had a very good response, and everyone's just, you know, really loved it. They've just gone bonkers over it. Because, you know, for certain groups, it's that art history component. It's that art exhibit. You know, that's the Sarah Lima group.
It's the Sarah Lima group.
And then there's the other group, that's the Cody Hefner group, that says, hey, look at all these
Let's build
toys
a car that doesn't
together.
Tip over.
Yeah, yeah. So it really appeals to so many people on so many levels, and I think it's great for... the reproductions of the classic works for kids to engage with those and to experience those in a whole new way, or people who are very familiar with a lot of the classic artists and a lot of the great artists to see their work recreated in such a way. And so because it has such a wide appeal and this broad audience, it's done really well. And everyone has their own piece that is unique to them that really appeals to them, that they are so excited about, and that's really come through. So I think it's been a great hit.
Cody, what are the hours people can see the exhibit?
So Monday through Saturday, the exhibit is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sundays from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. We do have some extended hours during the holidays, so check those out to see when you can, what the other opportunities are for that.
And it runs through?
May 1st, so... Don't be like everyone else where you say, oh, it's going to be here a while. I'll see it later, because
don't wait till the last
May 1st
minute.
Is going to sneak up on you.
And tomorrow is Star Wars Day. So
oh, cool.
Be sure to show up.
Well, Sarah and Cody, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition. Archives of our programs are available at WVXU.org. The producer for today's show was Pete Reitmeier with help from Jim Nolan. The assistant producer was Belinda Kai. And the technical director was Kevin Rawinski. I'm Mark Haney. This is a festive and joyful time of year, but holiday dinners and parties can pose problems for someone with an eating disorder. On the next Cincinnati Edition, we'll discuss anorexia, bulimia, and other eating disorders. We'll also hear about a program for high school students who are interested in law careers. And in Focus on Technology, the interactive technologies accompanying the release of the new Star Wars film. That's Cincinnati Edition, Monday afternoon at 1 on 91.7 WVXU.